ओम शांति। It was really very, very interesting to listen.
Anyone recording?
I hope that it is recording.
Okay.
It's interesting to see the interest of all the Brahmins in all the aspects of Brahmin life, isn't it? And everybody has that deep concern, not only for the self progress, self development, self perfection, but also at the same time, everyone realizes his responsibility towards other souls. And Baba has put this crown of responsibility on us the moment we actually become Brahmins. But when we take the role of a teacher or as instrument or a central coordinator or a national coordinator, this crown becomes bigger. So what we want to do is not that I am going to give a talk on this theme of sustenance. Maybe we will deal with some questions. But also we would like to first of all listen from all of you. How do you sustain? And somebody can take the notes so that we can report in the main plenary session to the RCOs. Who can take the notes? You can take? Brother Vijay will take the notes. Okay. And so what I would like to begin with is that when we think the word sustenance, you know, it in itself reminds us two things: the role of a creator and the one who creates, he has to sustain, right? And so here we come to the role of Brahma Baba, the creator, and then Brahma becomes Vishnu as the sustainer, and the role of a mother who not only creates but also sustains. And we can understand that sustenance of a mother, of which we all have the experience, maybe some of you are, I don't know, maybe have been mothers, or but every one of us has a mother, and we know that how a mother sustains, yes, how a mother not only just feeds and puts on the clothes and sends to the school and this and that, but there is something subtle, you know, some subtle connection of the child with the mother, that feeling which reaches the child, that my mother loves me. That is the big thing which sustains the child. And I have observed, you also must have observed, even if a mother is not happy because of the obedience, the mischievousness of the child, and sometimes scolds the child or slaps the child, but while crying the child still say mama, no? Because the child feels inside that the mother loves him. And so I think when we talk of sustenance of BKs, the children of God, for whom we are responsible, not just as teachers, but first of all as probably mothers, maybe in male body or female body, it does not matter at all. So the Brahmins should feel, the students should feel that they are loved, they are cared, and they are wanted. They are wanted. When a child, you know, gets annoyed, little bit is unhappy with the family, and he leaves the home, goes away from the home, so then there, in the newspapers or on the posters, come this: you are wanted, you are being waited at home. So this care, this feeling of that I am wanted and I am loved, I am needed. So this is the subtle sustenance for BKs. besides many other kinds of things which we do to sustain them, even at the physical level. So first of all, I would like to ask all of you, how do you do that? Because all of you are responsible for different services since quite some time, isn't it? So who would like to begin? If you can start it.
Sustains, reminds students. One is the role of creator, and then the
role of the mother.
Mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Can you take the microphone? Yes, being recorded. This will be recorded, I think. Yeah.
Okay. As far as sustenance is concerned, I always give this example of the calf when it's born.
Mm-hmm.
How the mother, the cow, is taking care of the calf.
Mm-hmm.
If it is delayed, it has to stand on its 4 feet. Otherwise, it gets crippled.
Mm-hmm.
And it is vulnerable to be attacked by predators.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give the example of the four
mm-hmm.
legs, which means for a Brahmin to be strong,
mm-hmm.
surviving,
mm-hmm.
you need the four pillars of Rajyoga and the four subjects.
Uh-huh.
So I take that four
mm-hmm.
as the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So the mother has to take care that she has to sustain on the basis of Dhyana,
mm-hmm.
Yoga,
mm-hmm. yeah.
or the four pillars of Rajyoga. So I would not go too strong, too much inside that.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell them this is your aim, it should be reward to the wife. Just how the mother ensures that the calf grows so that it can be independent.
Mm-hmm.
So if a Brahmin is independent,
yeah.
it has to be sustained. So I go in little small percentages of all this
mm-hmm.
so that they grow according. But the mother is always by the side.
Mm-hmm.
Until it is independent,
mm-hmm.
so then it becomes free to grow.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yes, anyone else?
And together with the mother, and getting the other topics, knowledge, service, I think that when we create interest ourselves and a good stage to appreciate the mole, the service, the yoga, this interest will reflect on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this talk of how to sustain is very linked with how we are sustaining ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That deep love, deep interest, and the others will want
mm-hmm.
to have some experiences that we are showing.
Yeah.
And then, just to add, interest in not only in create them, but in knowledge, how to make the mood very beautiful.
Interesting for them.
Interesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
How the yoga bhaktis and programs for yogas to be different, new. So I think that for just one word to add of our dialogue is creating newness.
Creating newness. Mm-hmm. Yes, brother? Give to this brother? Yes. No. Yes, anybody else? You would like to say something? We'll try to understand.
uh-huh.
Okay. No problem. So good. No problem.
Sustenance in the way that you think is a job for the mother, but I find it is the mother herself has to be really have that pure aim to make the child worthy in the father's eyes or follow the father. That's what I think it can be very successful in the family if the child not really has that aim to follow Srimad or do the independently according to the father's way or direction. Instead, you know, get attached with the mother, it will be very dangerous too.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that to sustain them in that way, you also have to be an example to follow Baba. And if you're not really a good example, they will get distracted as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do in the family is make them vulnerable in the service field, to make them feel that everyone, no matter whether they're old or young, everyone can be good with each other, and
mm-hmm.
really they can be in the group that can be divided and someone can come up and be ahead of the group, and that how they activity is going on, you know, everyone is attending the new world by the activities, which is very creative. That's what I found, that everyone feels part of the family by doing service, but at the same time, service of giving to understand what yoga is all about, what is dhyana is all about, everything makes it there and forth.
Okay. It's creating some activities so that the Brahmins mingle with each other. And then, yeah, as a group, it also, yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyone of you?
Many things I've already mentioned, but one of the things is to revise basics.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very useful also.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we tend to get into this mode of I know it all, but to revise basics, go through the course with older ones even, and go more into the depth. It is very refreshing, and it also makes modeling more attractive anytime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Yes.
It is definitely about love, as you said, and part of that love is a sense of belonging. That students should feel that they belong to the yajna, they belong to everyone. They belong to Baba, and because they belong to Baba, they belong to the center, they belong to the house, they belong to everything there. And I think the opposite of that, and I take care that that doesn't happen, the opposite of that is when souls can easily feel that they are being used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you often have things, there's gardening to do, there's this to do, and doing it together in the right feeling and in the right vibration develops that sense of belonging, but it could also have the other, they feel that they are used.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not good at all. And then I like the interest that you talked about. I take care to make souls aware that whatever Baba is teaching us, whatever he offers us, is for our own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that responsibility towards the soul. And I like, in a way, in whatever way, subtle way, whatever way, to help souls deepen that understanding. Whatever happens in the conference, whatever Baba is doing, is for my own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a responsibility towards my own development that no one else can actually fulfill but myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I think one of my main aim when I came to Mexico was the thought that and they are children of ours, they are, and what it moved me was the spiritual love that God is looking for them. So I haven't seen them as Mexicans, and because Baba has forbidden to think of the country where you are born, and I've been telling them that. And also reminding them, besides, of course, in the course, that they are very fortunate, that they are great souls, and that they are elevated souls. But explaining why they're great and that elevated and unfortunate, not because they are just words, sino explaining because they belong to a father who is the most elevated. So
mm-hmm.
the children can not happen to be mm-hmm. elevated. He's the greatest, because when I have given them the titles of Baba, some of them think, oh, no, me, but these three things, that they are special, that they are great, that they are fortunate and elevated, no one has denied, because when you explain that he's the greatest of all,
mm-hmm.
you are,
okay,
you
very
are
good.
Greatest.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
means you appreciate them and you give, uplift them, good. Uh-huh.
Yes, but also telling them for everything they learn in the movie that Baba says everything for their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
They are benefiting. There is nothing that Baba says that they don't bring benefit to their lives. So to make them get clear in their minds this is the best life. But also after finishing the course, then the second type of the course is going to the Raja Yoga practical book, which I think is very good and make them understand. And they read on Saturdays part of it in the group, about 8 or 9 of the ones that have finished the two courses. And then they have understood,
mm-hmm.
so that I am clear about how they are managing their lives. But also I am interested in to know how they are mm-hmm. getting with their families,
mm-hmm.
that I make sure in what problems they have. I talk to them one by one,
mm-hmm.
and how they are meeting their demands with the families, if they are aunties or no aunties. Anti-parties, no? And how they, what difficulties are they finding, so that they tell me and I can give them advice.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, having programs like this year, but I make sure that, and revising the whole of the movies of every season that Papa gives, this gives them the feeling of pertinence. I make them realize that this is Baba's house, that it's not Sister Elena's house. And I tell them often, Daddy can send me my tomorrow to another country. This house is maintained by you, is yours, and it's not, it doesn't belong neither to the sister who is with me nor to my sister.
Okay, good.
First I get Dhanki Dadi when I was in for 10 years in foreign countries, but when I came to Madhuban I saw Dadi Prakash Muni very closely and took her sustenance. So one of her speciality was that she has so much that every Madhuban Nivasi is so much so much valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in kitchen there must be some quarreling or fighting, and she came to know that this one is. But when that person is going in the courtyard in front of, she will speak with so much love and that, and appreciate whatever he's doing. Feeling the water.
Means, be brief, no? Appreciating the Brahman. This is one.
And keeping mind clean, even though you know the defect, even though you know whatever the facts, but it is as if meeting that nothing is there.
Mm-hmm.
So mind is so clean here, and thus giving that one. So I think if we are clean, clear, and selfless with complete renunciation that my every moment is for all, and like Baba, obedient server, everyone.
Mm.
Even though you cook, like Janke Dati, you cook little bit more and give everyone little piece of roti and on sabji on that. So little, little, even though you do whatever, anyone comes, you make it sure that, you know, you do maximum for that soul.
Mm-hmm.
And until he goes back. So whatever may be of anyone, you can do it then collectively, bhakti then, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
According to what they need and according to what they are ready to take, we have to plan the programs according to that for Saturday.
What I wanted to add was, first of all, the instruments also should pay so much of attention as responsible to sustain the center. Center has to be sustained with the power of yoga. Center has to be sustained with the power of Srimad. I have been paying very deep attention to these main aspects of dharana, so that we actually create a powerful atmosphere in which actually people come to take the sustenance from God. It's God's home, and when there is a power of yoga, everyone also can feel the presence of God. It is only through our dharana of subject of yoga that people would feel the presence of God at our centers, because the main thing which they come for is to learn Raj Yoga at any place. So maybe nowadays there are so many courses are going on. Of course, in our center also so many courses are going on in Moscow, St. Petersburg, etc. But at the same time, whatever course may be, but a powerful, you know, addition of this experience of meditation is always a part of the program. And of course, as you all expressed, that sustenance through Brahma Bhojan and variety of creative activities is very essential.
I'd like to add one more thing, how I grew up as a sustenance which I grew up. When I first came into the center, there was not much interaction actually. I was looking at so many things happening. They were center vasis, they were going through a lot of maya, but I did not know what was maya. The only sustenance I got was that on the walls there were some pictures, and I saw the board on Maryadas. So I read the points, the 18 points, but nobody was there to explain to me. But I was just having a thought, somebody should help. This thin one sister came, and she's not a centavati, she's just an evening student, and I was just alone there. She just explained every point on the 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
And on that night I couldn't sleep, not that I'm under stress or anything, I just was thinking about those points. It's like Baba touched to that soul and giving that message. And from that day onwards, I felt there's meaning behind this. So sometimes Baba himself also touches someone and sustains us.
Mm-hmm.
So on that day onwards, I felt that I should not wait for anyone. I should just feel, go and help anyone. Whoever they feel neglected, never allow anyone to be feeling neglected or abandoned or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I wanted to add is the power of the gathering.
Yeah.
We had every evening, Saturday, in meditation. That helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole gathering, even though there were people sleeping in meditation, but then the gathering slowly gave them a feeling that there is meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Sunday next day is the only, and sometimes we have picnics. This is all the little sustenance we got.
Yeah.
And the gathering helped a lot actually. It made me grow up. It just helped me. Many of them told me you should go and do this, do that. So I learned from them what are the things which I was missing from the 7 days course, because many things cannot be expressed. So that's my
learning. I just wanted one more thing, that if services began there, for example, for 18 years, now actually the atmosphere and the relationships in the center are totally different. They are such that it has become so easy for the newcomers to immediately go into the systems and customs of Yagya, and that is not a small question. Thank you.
more 3 points. That you said it's very important, the power of yoga, and an image that make it easy is to invoke Baba in meditation. And then sometimes the souls, you go to Baba, and other times Baba, you just look around, but it's creating a subtle connection, is very important to me. I think that's to invoke in every meditation as possible. The second point would be the harmony between the coordinators or central nuances. The souls believe in the magic of Baba. Otherwise, if they start to see Maya and these things, they will start to see that this is another institution. It's human beings, very common. Sometimes something front and other thing back. So it's very important to be true and to have this harmony. And another point is to create opportunities for the new souls and the old. Well, every soul is old, but these burned souls to enter in the field of service. Mm-hmm. Creating opportunities according to their specialities. So we need to be creating new things for them.
Yeah.
How much do you sustain?
Sustainance of bhikkhus.
Yeah.
So this is the topic, yeah.
What we have been doing in Iceland is to... actually, we started this year, in January, to... it's like we are about 12, 14 Brahmins, and there's a core group of 6 to 8, and we have been talking amongst ourselves to empower each other with good wishes,
mm-hmm.
systematically, not just, you know,
mm-hmm.
off and on, but systematically to give each other good wishes and pure feelings, especially if someone is going through a hard time and you know, this is having a little struggle with knowledge or a personal life or whatever, to really give that person mercy and good feelings, love. And we've seen very, very good results in this. And especially because we have realized that we have to fly together. It's not like, you know, taking off alone, but if we are all systematic, like empowering each other like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also go out of the city, maybe twice a month, and do things together,
mm-hmm.
and go through things. But we would really want to create this core group, very, very powerful core group, and then service is so much easier, everything is so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
I'd just like to add this one thing that I personally have found is very sustaining, because we serve different kinds of people at the center. And I don't know in your country, but in our country we have a variety of groups and people. When a soul realizes that he or she is important, not because of what he or she has or what they don't have, not because of their race or their qualifications or anything, but that they are important and they feel it because of your vision of seeing, feeling the authenticity of their spiritual existence. And that is very sustaining for people. And because of that, then there are no preferences or favoritism or anything of that sort.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You want to speak? It will be very good if you can, you know, what we are talking now was like that this feeling of harmony should be there among the Santa Nivases, and this kind of, the question is of best practice, exactly, you know, what we do to create harmony. So this is the practice which we do. What do you do to, for example, the concrete good wishes? this planned good wishes program. So what is that exactly? So now we come to something exact, you know. This was general, general view. You understand the point, yeah? This was the thing, yeah.
Yo lo que puedo notar es que el estado del instrumento es definitivo.
Microphone, take the microphone.
What I have seen is that the stage of the instrument is important.
Yeah, that was told. Uh-huh. Okay. Very good.
No. Yo quisiera conocer un poco el balance. Uh-huh. El balance entre ese amor y ese sostenimiento y a la vez también la ley. El equilibrio entre amor y ley es muy importante también en los planes, porque uno se vuelve también madre, pero también tiene que ser el profesor. Me parece importante.
What is important also is the balance between this love and this feeling of mother, but also the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I would like to. You want to say something?
Ah.
Yes, that is what I would like to say, because we have a few minutes only. Then maybe some of you can also add to that. Mr. Vijay can also add something. So, I would like to mention some of the practices, you know. Like, for example, because there are places where we have few number of Brahmins, like 12, 14, 20. When we have big groups, like in Russia, in Moscow, in Petersburg, comparatively it becomes, it takes more efforts to know everybody, to understand everybody, to mix them up and so on. In smaller groups it is comparatively easy. But what we do is, for example, to create the feeling of love and respect between youngers and olders, is that we organize some, divide the class, the whole class, into few groups, age groups, like 0 to 4, 4 to 8, 8 to 12, 12 to 16, and so on. And then we organize bhatis for these groups, whole day bhati. And so when the, for example, the group 0 to 4 years has a bhati, then the food is cooked by for them by the group from 4 to 8. Like then another group cooks the food the whole day. They sustain them, they serve them, they meet them the whole day. Like that. If the oldest group is in the bhati, then the youngest group cooks for them. So like that, you know. And so they begin to understand the value of each other. The older ones begin to understand this, though they are young in knowledge, but how talented they are, how skillful they are. Often it is found that the older students don't have these modern skills or many other things, but they are very, very strong in their faith. And the younger ones are very skillful and talented. And so the older ones understand the value of the younger ones, and the younger ones find the significance of the older ones, of their faith and of their courage, how in the beginning they made this. So this creates a bridge between them. And so this is one of the practice which we do. Another is that like the question of appreciation, it was told. So not just appreciating or praising them, what they are and what and so on and so on, that we organize time and again such programs when we invite the students on the stage to report about the service they have done, or they were in some programs, or we have made like the coordinators of different groups and so on, from the young ones, from the old ones, and they come on the stage and they speak out, and so that all the class knows about it. And so this is also a sustenance when you give them the chance to come forward, and not just spoon feeding all the time, but allowing them to take some initiatives. This is another kind of sustenance. And the third thing is that in big centers, in most of the centers, especially Moscow and Petersburg, we have made some like sort of like wings, you know, like we have in Madhuban, we have in India many wings, 16, 17, but according to the talents of Brahmins and the qualities of Brahmins, we have made the wings, few wings, like youth wing, women wing, business wing, scientist wing, and so on. And so they have coordinators for each wing, and each two main coordinators, and then these coordinators make their group, you know, and then they invite others to join that wing. And so when we plan the program for the whole year, so they join together, they plan, they think, and then whole class is involved this way in different programs. And we have then like about 25 to 30, maybe even more, I think 40 coordinators, program coordinators. And so we have their meetings time and again, and then they go to the whole group, whole gathering, and we report in the class. So like this. Then, we have another thing what we do is, we have programs for public, so there are program coordinators for them, but there are programs connected with Brahmin life, you know, like some festival celebrations, New Year celebration, Shiv Jayanti celebration, and then Raksha Bandhan, and Deepavali, and Holi, and so on, and these festivals. So we make programs on 8th March, and in Russia there is 23rd February, it is Pandav Day, like 8th March is Women's Day, Shakti's Day. So for Pandav's Day, for example, Brother's Day, the women, mothers, sisters, they make the program for brothers. They make tolis and gifts and this and that, and they make the whole cultural program for them. They welcome them, they honor them, you know, the brothers. And on 8th March, brothers present the program for the sisters. Like, you know, so these are internal Brahmins programs. So these Brahmins programs also bring the family very close, Brahmins programs. Not just programs for the public. This is also very, very good. Like birthday, spiritual birthday celebrations. This also is for Brahmin sustenance, you know. So many programs to be planned, particularly for not only the knowledge program, you know. Of course, our all programs are spiritualized, but not just theoretical knowledge and lectures and yoga bhajis, but even these programs are very educative, and you know, they allow them to emerge and awaken their potential. One of the activities what we included in our programs was, we called it theater of world drama, theater world drama. So in which we allow those Brahmins who generally don't come on the stage, you know, they are, you know, shy kind of nature. But we allow those Brahmins who always remain behind to come forward and to perform something, a story or a spectacle, do something, maybe a poem, something, you know, artistically. And this is again for the Brahmins only, once in 3 months we do it. And so this allows those Brahmins who are shy in nature, who will not come on the stage in front of public, you know, it will not be good even because they are not yet so much talented, but it allows them to open their talent, you know. This kind of activity is also very good. Of course, picnics and Brahma Bhojans and, you know, Toli is something very, very good. You know, for example, Saturdays and Sundays, we have so many Brahmins staying at Baba's home the whole day, morning till evening. So even if, you know, sometimes what we do is that sometimes we invite all of them to the hall to get the toli after, during the afternoon. Sometimes what we do is just take the box of toli, go in all the rooms and wherever they are, you know, at their place. Yes, we have 34 to 50 departments, you know, 50 departments. And so we go to every department and to give them truly, you know, sometimes feeding them in their mouth, you know, they are so happy. You know, they are sitting on the computer and doing something and somebody comes from behind and, you know, Rajnasana gives them. This is an expression of love, that you take care of them, you know. So this is something very valuable. One more thing which skipped from my intellect was, yeah, okay, then I will pass on to Brother Vijay. In Russia, you know, there is commonly in Russia during communism, socialism, even now it continues, it is called Voskresnik or Subotnik, means on Saturdays after the winter finishes and the snow melts, all the dirt comes out, then people in the offices, you know, it was a system that they will be provided with brooms and all the with buckets and everything, so they clean the office and the outside, the courtyard of the office. We have included this system in the centers. 4 times in a year, the whole family joins together to clean Baba's home thoroughly. Everything, every corner, and you know, it becomes a game, a play. It becomes so interesting, and then they clean, and then they eat together, tea and something hot is cooked for them, and they eat together, they play together, so music is going on. So something which they can do together, like community service, it can be called, like thing of this thing, right? This also is kind of a sustenance. And most important is probably, which was said by 2-3 of you, that on your own stage, yoga atmosphere of love and power. But very, very important is, because most of us are also reading the Murli, so just check your stage before you go to read the Murli. It is the basic sustenance. You know, we are sustaining them with that Murli. So we are sitting on Baba's Gadri. So we should be aware that this is Baba's Murli. This is Baba's Gadri. And I have been just given this role of reading Baba's Murli to them. It's not only for them, it is first of all for me. So this kind of awareness sustains them, and not pointing out and underlining some points from the Murli when we see that when Baba is speaking about anger or Baba is speaking about something and we underline it, having somebody in our mind, you know, you understand my point. So this is very hurting. We should not do that. Baba is speaking whatever Baba is speaking. Why should I add mine? And when I am giving a class separately, then it is a different thing. But when I am reading Baba's Murli, it should be Baba's Murli. Yeah, good. This atmosphere. Yeah.
We know very well that we are growing not only as an international organization, actually we are growing as a institution, and at the same time, and more than important than anything else, is that we are growing as a family, a global, pure family who do service to the world actually. So we keep in mind that we are the members of a family, so try to create that powerful atmosphere of love, sustenance, closeness, belongingness, as all of you said, in the center. And there is always a feeling of absence of barrier actually between the youngsters, absence of the barrier between youngsters and the elders, because in a family there is no one can say that I am the head. No, there is always someone who is ahead and someone. So the feeling of seniority is there, but on the other hand there is always a feeling of
closeness
and openness. And when we invite our seniors to the center, it always helps to further sustain the Brahmins in Moscow, St. Petersburg, in many centers in Russia. Always some are under senior visits,
yeah.
Continuously.
Inviting seniors.
Yes. Their Dalits have been visiting, Brother Jagdish has been visiting, and he has been a strong backbone to the development of the services there, and all of those things, Dadis, Vidis, and RCOs have been powerful instruments in creating beautiful atmosphere. Of course, I highly appreciate and also congratulate Sudha Bain for her constant effort, and Santosh Bain for constant effort in giving the sustenance there in these, along these lines, so that Baba's hopes are fulfilled. Many times we have experienced that whenever there is a sincerity, Baba's touches are so much that help. We are now actually talking much about main centers, but actually what happens in main centers in Moscow and St. Petersburg, for example, also take place, have been taking place in all the small centers elsewhere also. There are about 35 centers and sub-centers in Russia and other republics, and all follow the same lines of growth of organization as a family as well as an education institution. Thank you.
One more regarding harmony among center bosses. I very much appreciate this point, because I remember when I was in Delhi and living in the center where Jagdishbhai used to stay. Every night after all the classes and dinner finished, we had a center masses class every night, every night. Either we will read Murli or we will talk about some spiritual aspects of life. So I think it is very, very important if there are even two people living together. For example, me and Brother Vijay, most of the time we live together in Moscow. And we definitely find some time during the day, in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, to talk about some spiritual things, to sustain ourselves too. And when I visit, or Brother Vijay visit some other centers, where our sisters live, so during the whole day we are very busy, but when we eat food together, after food, lunch and dinner, I definitely spare time with them for 1 hour, half an hour, 40 minutes, even 1.5 hours to talk with them, to listen to them. Maybe they have something in their mind and they are not able to share that. Some kind of heaviness should go from them. So it is also very good if we are living more than, one person in the center. So every day to at least take one meal together and to talk together if some problems have come up during the day, and then share that and take the guidance from the seniors if you do not have the solution. That also will help a lot, right?
When there is like we have a brother who somehow is
if there is a soul in the center who has somehow not involved in service so much.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's invited, he is not taking it, probably because he wants to maybe be his own center, have his own center, or be in charge himself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do,
mm-hmm.
tackle this?
Yeah. I think that's my good one. it's not anything new, because there are always, probably in every center, there are some souls who do not want to participate actively in anything. You just come, listen the knowledge, listen the class and go away. They may be contributing financially, but they do not want to participate in physical services or in other some other kind of spiritual services, other activities. So it does not matter at all, we offer them. If they don't accept it, it's up to them, it is their decision, And so we don't mind that why are they not participating. We don't reject them, we don't neglect them, and we just appreciate that this is what they want to do. At least they come for the class, they are creating the atmosphere. Maybe a day will come when they will begin to do it. I have observed this. There are some souls who for many years don't do anything, but after some time suddenly some kind of, a wave appears in them and they want willing to join that. Here
the question is, if he wants to become in charge, then that is the crucial.
if you want.
It's an ego, there's an ego thing.
Yes. So what
can
it happens. There is ego. You can't help it. You just can help that soul with your attitude of respect towards him. Maybe his ego will then finish. Yes, I know.
You have
such things
in that. Very interesting question, actually. You know, that's what I was telling. From the beginning, we have been paying a lot of attention to the systems and customs of the yajna. We are created, you know. They must understand where they have come. Because as egoisms, they come only into later stages, you know, when they think that they are also something. But our powerful attitude, you know, has been actually creating such an atmosphere where, and olders now have already understood it very deeply, and it is helping the youngsters to just keep the aim, first of all, the first instance, and never they go beyond, you know, their main aim of coming to this institution. I think this has created, you know, this has helped a lot. It's only such questions which you are actually raising. Of course, there were a couple of incidents, and they were big values, not from our side, from the other party. And so they have learned a big lesson from such kind of attitude. They have changed their attitude, and they're now normal.
Maybe the last.
Yes, last. Yeah.
¿Qué hacen, por ejemplo, en el centro cuando algún grupo, por ejemplo, nosotros tenemos una familia que son la mamá, el papá y tres hijos, tienen aproximadamente 6 meses de estar llegando a la universidad? Pero resulta de que, o sea, nosotros sabemos. Ellos saben que nosotros sabemos que están yendo a otra escuela, que están yendo con un grupo de budistas.
When students also belong to other groups. For example, we had a family, they are coming 6 months now, family, mother, father and 3 children, but they also belong to a Buddhist group.
Nosotros la reacción que tuvimos fue ser más amorosos con ellos, darles algunos yuktis que Baba dice, explicarles más a fondo el amor que Baba tiene por sus hijos, para que poco a poco ellos vayan tomando esa decisión. Ya están dejando de comer carne, están cambiando. Pero ¿cuánto tiempo les dan tú, por ejemplo, cuánto tiempo les dan a las personas nuevas para que tomen esa decisión si quieren estar en la otra escuela o si quieren estar en Brahma Kumari?
Sí, gave lots of love and extra time to explain them depth of the spiritual concept, and now gradually they have started becoming vegetarian. But how much time do you give people to turn over?
I think, you know, Baba many times says in the Murli that you should not say to anyone not to do bhakti. So if their bhakti is not yet completed, so they would continue to do that. And if you tell them that you should not go there, and if you want to come here, they would probably go away forever. And so don't say that, and just continue to give them that sustenance depending upon your capacity and capability. And let them come, and they will decide ultimately. there or here, or ultimately when their bhakti would be over, they will come here. This is also same kind of bhakti. And the last thing which I would like to say to you is that, you know, like I am from originally from Delhi, and the center, the first center of the world, Kamala Nagar, Shakti Nagar. And I remember Jagdish Bhai used to say one thing, that this is very good sustenance, that we should understand, especially the instruments should understand, that every person in the class, in the center, is in one or another way senior to me. Maybe someone is senior in experience, someone is senior in age, someone is senior in position, someone is senior in some in other thing, in dharana, someone is senior in yoga. So if we have that attitude of that everyone has some kind of more speciality than me, then there would be an attitude of respect for everyone, and this attitude of respect sustains. And another thing which he would used to say very much was that those people who came in the very beginning, now they have become very old physically, maybe their bodies have become fragile, they are not so active now, they can't give so many ideas, they can't do much service, but in their own time, you know, they were the foundation. So because some new ones and more talented have come, you should not neglect them, the older ones, never. If you neglect the older ones who are the foundation, then it can affect the whole building. And so this is also very important. Even if they can't do anything now, this is also very, very important. So continuing to sustain with love and respect the old ones, the most old ones, and then the older ones. That's all, I think. So we finish here. Om Shanti, with a second of silence, and then we move to room number 8.